Mr. Mark's Classroom, episode 130-something.
Mr. Mark's Classroom.
This is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership in childhood ministry.
Mr. Mark's goal is to resource you with tools, ideas, and a passion for leading kids to become lifelong followers of Jesus.
So let's get this episode rolling with the man that champions kids' ministry today, Mr. Mark Jones.
Hey guys, so glad you could join us today. My name is Mark Jones, and I want to help you get clarity in your children's ministry, things that would equip you to do really well as you're working so hard to teach and to reach those boys and girls. So right now, I just got to introduce to you a wonderful friend of mine, and I just have to say that she is really a lot of creativity inside Mr. Mark's Classroom. This is Lynn Jordan. And thank you, Lynn, for being with us today.
Thank you, Mr. Mark.
Well, you probably all recognize her name because she is the one who co-authored the book with me about the Bible skill games. And Bible skill boosters has been a big help in my ministry, but actually in so many, as we can go and get ideas to use in our classes. And I think the best part, Lynn, is that you and I just took a picture of whatever the game was or the activity and wrote a recipe. We don't want a bunch of reading. Just give me the idea.
Right.
It's helped a lot. Well, Lynn does a terrific job teaching the boys and girls that she has at her church those Bible skills. And I asked her some time ago if she would take on the task of what do we do with these resource rooms? So, Lynn, first of all, kind of give everybody an idea of how you minister to boys and girls, because she has a big job and a lot of churches.
Well, I'm the Children's Ministry Coordinator for Capital Baptist Association, and we have 175 churches, and I coordinate what they do with kids. So we do camp, we do Bible drill, we do VBS, and right now all of those things are kind of fighting each other for my attention, but it's so much fun.
Well, I know that as people call and say, hey, we're going to do something with our nursery, what do we need to do? Or how do we fix this at our church? You have gone in and seen so many different churches and been able to help and give ideas. And so even some of the, I know she's got some pictures of some resource rooms. And I think hearing what she's seen and how to fix, or even suggestions, what we could do. And the best part is not that we don't have a lot of money, but you have terrific ideas for when we don't have the budget. How do we do it? How do we get this done? And so thank you for doing all the hard work and now just sharing your expertise with us.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. I really kind of wondered when you asked me to do resource rooms, it reminded me of how I sometimes work with the children. And if I have something I really want one of the children to hear, I'll often say, will you go tell the other boys and girls at your table to put the puzzles away? I'm thinking, Mr. Mark said, let Miss Lynn tell you what to do with your resource room, and maybe she'll listen to that and do something with hers.
And go clean hers. There's no one listening to this that would say, yeah, we need to clean ours. I mean, it's just kind of written that way. We need to do it. Well, I think you've put together some pictures and things. Let's kind of click around here and get your presentation up, because I want everyone to be able to see it. If you're listening on iTunes, we're glad that you're doing that. So as she's finding her place, just let me remind you, you can go to MrMarksClassroom.com and you'll be able to see some of these photographs and some of these great ideas. And we'll do our best to kind of describe it so that way you'll know what you're looking at. So, okay, well, we're kind of getting familiar with this, so bear with us. But is your resource room resourceful? Good question.
It is a good question. I think that's all what we want, but let's talk about some of the ways we can get there. And a resource is defined as a supply, a support, or an aid, especially one that can be readily drawn upon when it's needed. And I think that's what we want for our teachers when they have our resource room. We want it to be a place where they can go and get supplies, they can find the support or their aid to teach more effectively. And we want our resource rooms to be resourceful. So I thought today we might take the word resourceful and look at words that start with each letter. We all love an acrostic.
Yes.
And that will help us think about some of the ways we can make sure that our resource room is being resourceful.
So you've already organized our talk. Good, good.
Okay, let's start with R. This may be the hardest one. Resist the urge to save everything.
That's kind of close to home, you know.
I'm so bad at this. I see potential in everything. That could be a game. That could be a craft. It's so hard to make yourself get rid of something, but it's just necessary. This is not a picture of my resource room. Tell everybody, this is Mr. Mark's resource room. But you've all seen his beautiful resource room, so you wouldn't believe me. Mine doesn't look quite this bad, but it can easily get in this condition if we're not careful. So I think we need to remember that when you save everything, you end up not being able to use anything. Yeah. So resist the urge to be
I think I'd like to be American Picker and walk through there, don't you think?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. The E stands for enlist a resource room coordinator. Mm. There's probably somebody at your church who would be terrific at this. It might even be somebody that can't be involved in your ministry in another way, but they could come up on a Thursday afternoon and help you with your resource room. So look for that person, someone who's really organized, someone who understands the importance of the resource room, and that'll be a way to involve someone else in your ministry, and it'll be a great blessing to your teachers as well.
Hey, I got just something to add in here, if that's okay. I actually went to an adult Sunday school class, and they said, "Can we help you?" And I said, "I'm sure hoping so, and I have a little question to ask, and it's not about teaching kids, so don't worry, because that's usually what I'm there for. But I just need someone or a team who is really up on labeling and likes to organize things to come in and help us with our resource room and just get some labels and things done. And I'll let you talk to you amongst yourselves and decide if you would be that kind of a group that would like to help me with that. But I definitely need help. And you know what? At the end of the hour, two women, they stepped forward and said, "I love to organize stuff, like making labels. When you said label, you had me at labels." And I said, "That's so fantastic." And a whole nother time, I had a wonderful little lady named Edwina, and she said, I'm too old to sit in those little chairs and be expected to get back up. So I know that won't work for me, but I would like to serve somehow." And I asked her if she would be a person who would come and press out letters with the die press. I wanted black ones, red ones, and blue ones, and put them in baggies that hung on a line in the resource room so teachers could just get the letters out that they needed. And she said, "I love it. I'll do it." And she did it and came all the time and made sure there were plenty of letters for all the teachers. You know what a burden that was for everybody? But it was gone because Edwina did it for us.
Yeah, it's such a blessing to have someone like that. And it lets them be a part of your ministry. I think that's
I agree.
As well.
So just ask.
Exactly. Okay, let's move on to the S. That's not my favorite one either, but start with cleaning. Not the most glamorous part, not the funnest part, but certainly a necessary part.
Okay, now I have to just say, I hope you don't mind, I just have a little commentary.
That's fine.
But we were in the throes of Vacation Bible School this summer. It was going hot and heavy. We had lots going on. And so Miss Shelby and I went down and noticed that we had still 5 million bags of tubes as well as a zillion water bottles that had been donated. Like, we couldn't even move around to get what we needed because all of the collectibles that we had collected. And so we carried it all to the dumpster because everybody had everything they needed. We shared with other churches, but we finally just cleared it out because at the end of the week, there was a bunch of stuff coming back to roost in there that we had to make a place for. And once I got a hold of some of that stuff, I just kept throwing it out. And it was exhilarating. It was great. Clean it. We could see actual floor. And so I say clean it.
Yeah. It's one of those necessary evils. We've all got to do it.
Yep.
Okay. And then we've got an O. O is for organize the space. This is where those great volunteers come in that know how to get things organized, get things labeled. It's just one of those things that some people are really, really good at, but everybody benefits from. So you may want to organize by the ministry. Put everything that goes with one ministry in one area, or you may want to put like things together. Like this is where everybody's going to keep their pencils, and this is where everybody's going to store the paper towel tubes. But organize the space either by ministry or by who's going to be using it, but get it organized. It's important, and it will make everything go easier.
And you know, I noticed at another church, I can't remember which one it was, they even hung little signs from the ceiling in front of the shelf. It was kind of like the grocery store that would say pasta, rice, whatever. And they had like a little sign that just had what would be in this section. So it was easier to find stuff.
Yeah, and you're going to want to label everything. Labeling is the key to finding it when you need it. I don't know how many times I've just gone back to Dollar Tree to get some more because it was so hard to find what I needed. I know I have it. I know it's here, but I don't know where it is.
Right.
So organization is really one of those tools that helps your sanity and your budget and the whole ministry all around.
You're right.
Okay, so look at some of these pictures of the way this is organized. See, they've got things done alphabetically. Wouldn't you love to have everything organized like that?
That's very good. And in a section, it's great when you can do it alphabetically. A at the top left, and then all the way down to the bottom right, Z.
And I love these because they actually put pictures on the labels so you can walk right up to it and know exactly what is in that box.
That is genius.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yes.
Great idea. Okay, let's look at U. U is for utilize every inch of space. There's a lot of space in your resource room, and sometimes you're not making very good use of it. But there are some things that you can do to utilize more of it. One of those is to hang some things. You'll notice in this resource room, they've got their paper hanging on the wall.
I noticed behind you, yours is hanging on the wall.
That's right. That's the way we do it, too. And when it's up off the floor and against the wall, it's out of the way, and that makes things so much nicer. You'll also notice they've got the hula hoops hanging on a hook. How many times have you had to dig those out of a box? And you can't even remember, do you have any hula hoops?
You're right.
Those are so easy to see, easy to find. Another thing to help you utilize every inch of space, you'll notice in this picture there's a stepladder against the middle.
Yes.
The shelves there. You need that in your room so that you can get those things that are up high. You know, most of us can't reach that high, but if you've got a good step stool, that will let you utilize much more of your space.
And I like it that it's the kind of step stool that even when you step up, there's still something to hold on to.
Right.
Not everyone feels confident to step up like that. Good.
And I love this picture because they showed that the shelves are on wheels. To be able to reorganize your room easily when your needs change, that's a great, great utilization tool as well.
And you know what? Those are available at Sam's Wholesale with the wheels on them. And honestly, you can move those shelves and clean under them from time to time too. Good shelves.
Those are great shelves. Okay, let's look at R. This is an important one that sometimes we don't think about, but reshelve the items that are not being used in the classrooms. You know, VBS was a time for us to kind of reorganize this part of it because things get taken to a classroom and maybe they're not being used there anymore, but for some reason they never did get put back where they were supposed to be. So if you've got kind of a, not a policy really, but here's the way that we make sure things get reshelved. It may be that there are carts.
Okay.
Things can be put back, and then those can be wheeled to the resource room, and then everything can be placed back exactly where it's supposed to be. I think this might be your resource room, Mr. Mark.
No, that's not, but it is a church here in Oklahoma City because I was with that group when that picture was taken. And I thought it was a really good idea. And they had the little tub with the stuff to sanitize the toys and such with every cart, so that way the rooms could be left clean.
That's great. And then it goes back to the resource room, and everything can be put wherever mm-hmm. it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Very good idea.
Okay. Then we've got a C for create an easy system for leaders to request resources. You know, that might be as simple as a clipboard that hangs in the room and you write crayons on it when you use the last one. Or it may be something like this form that Southern Hills Baptist Church uses, where the teachers can actually fill this out. They can do it online. Here's mm-hmm. what I need. And they can request what they're going to be needing in the next few weeks. I think mm-hmm. having this in place also helps teachers to prepare early and to think about what they're going to be doing in their classroom, mm-hmm. Because they know if I get it done early, if I request it, then it'll be in my room, or I don't have to worry about whether or not we're going to have it. So have a process for requesting supplies.
You know what? I think I'll ask Miss Charlotte if we could get a copy of that and put it in the show notes. Maybe people might like to just download it and be able to use it.
Yeah, so. That's a great idea. I think that okay. would be very helpful.
All right, we'll work on that.
Okay. E stands for encourage church members to collect the items that you need. You know, church members love to bring us their stuff.
Yes, they do. Sometimes they bring it and we didn't ask.
But if they know what you need, they're going to be more than happy to bring it to you. That frees up our resource room. We don't have to keep a huge storage area with cardboard tubes. We don't have to keep every container that we've ever seen, because when our church is working to bring it to us, they can bring us new ones and we can just get as many as we need. And most of us have churches that are large enough, even small churches can collect things very, very quickly if they know that you need them. So let the church be a part of your ministry by saving those kind of things for you.
Very good.
Okay, we are ready for F. F stands for free your teachers to focus on the children. And I think that's the main purpose of an organized resource room. We want our teachers to be able to teach. We want them to feel free. We want them to be creative. And when the curriculum suggests an activity, we want them to know that they can get to that supply. They can ask for what they need. It's either they know it's already in the resource room, or you've got a process where I can ask for the things that I need. It really helps your teachers do a better job, and that's what we want to do.
That's very good. Remind them of that often, and that way they'll know that they're not bothering you when they ask for something. Very right. good.
Okay, and then U is for upcycle. We love to upcycle.
Okay.
The storage containers are so great, and there's so many out there. I have some pictures of a few that I wanted to talk to you about. This one, this was on Pinterest, and I thought it was a great idea, but it's just a milk carton, and you can see that they've carved it out different ways depending on what they need to use it for. I love the ones that were laying on the shelf, but I really like the ones that are hanging on the bar.
Oh, yeah.
The bar through the handle, because, again, that doesn't take up shelf space. That could be on a tension rod that's up above the cabinet.
Oh, I love that.
I thought that those were great ideas and easy to get.
Oh, very good.
And these are just those coffee mate containers. Once you peel the label off, they're clear and you can see what's in them. Wouldn't that be a great place to start?
Well, I didn't even know they were clear. That's wonderful. That's great.
That you could put beads in there. You could put lots of things in there.
Right.
I love clear things that are easy to see, or something that has a good label on it.
That's right.
And I thought this was a clever idea. You can see those are just cans and they've painted them, mm-hmm. which makes it nice. But they've just used an S hook to hang it over a rod that could be high. And that way that looks like they've got pencils and markers and all kinds of different things. And I'm looking at that thinking, okay, those can slide down and you could rearrange them very easily.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a good project for some teenagers to do to help you win your resource room?
I think it'd be wonderful. Yes.
Sunday school class, a great project for them.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my favorite containers. We get so many of them at our office because we make a lot of coffee. You can actually go online and download the labels so that you can print out what you want on your label, and it covers up the coffee label. And so these are also, I don't know if you can tell from the picture, but they have nice handles on the side.
That's right.
Indented so that you can grab a hold of it. But they're great. And with the nice pictures on it, it looks like you're looking right into the can to see what's being stored there.
Yeah, it does. And it's uniform. And that has a clean look about it. I like that.
And they also stack. These aren't stacked, but they're very stackable.
Sure. Absolutely.
So that's also good. Okay, L, this may be a hard one. Limit what is stored in the resource room. The resource room doesn't need to be the junk room for the whole church, which is what it can easily become.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yes. So limit what is put there. If something comes in that's not supposed to be there, find it a new home. It may be out the back door and into the dumpster. But we need the resource rooms to be resourceful, and they can't be if there's a lot of other stuff that nobody ever is going to need again, cluttering and being in the way.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do, Mr. Okay, now I have some pictures of some great resource rooms, and I thought we'd just walk through them. I think everybody can see. This is for Southern Dell City here in Oklahoma City. They've got a resource room coordinator who loves this. She considers it her ministry and does a wonderful job. I really liked seeing the paper on the rolling rack. That was great. And look how neat and tidy their die cuts are.
Wow.
And the nice big table around the laminator. And floor space. Who knew that resource rooms had floors?
Those are actually a pretty floor.
Yeah. Notice in this one, each teacher has a mailbox where she can put what she needs, or he can say, I'm going to just put this back here, and then everybody will know that that belongs to me.
So those clothespins on each of those folder slots, those for leaving notes?
That's where they leave the requests for equipment or whatever they need in their room.
That is the note specifically, the request. Mm-hmm. Easy to write on a paper, on a clothespin supply request.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Right. And look how well their puzzles and manipulatives are organized by subject. Each puzzle has its own rack. I thought that was great. And I don't know if you can tell, there's a little vacuum in the corner to help everybody keep the room tidy.
Nice. Yes, I see.
These are the craft supplies and the construction paper. I love the shallow pans for the keeping of the construction paper. You know, if you pile it up too high, it gets wrinkled. And so I thought that those were great.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
And I just think that helps a teacher be creative when they walk into a resource room and see these kinds of things.
Possibilities.
Mm-hmm. They've even got their dress up items and the home living items stored in clear tubs with nice labels.
Yes.
And this is their block area. I mean, you don't even have to wonder, can I do the block activity that was suggested this week? You know that it's in your resource room and you're going to be able to find it.
It is, right.
And then these bookshelves and the file cabinet where all of the paper kinds of things are organized, another great area.
Right.
And they call this the distribution center. I love that. But this is where the teachers come and collect the things that they've requested on their mailbox. Everybody's got a tub, and you just go there and know it's going to be there. What a great, great.
It's the pickup window.
Yeah. Okay, here's some shots of Portland Avenue. Their resource room kind of has an industrial vibe to it, but you'll notice everything's on wheels. Miss Gina, their preschool.
Yeah, it's so manly. I love it.
Does a great job. And again, she's got everything on wheels so that she can rearrange the room as the needs change.
Yeah, and as the need to grow or whatever. Yeah, great.
Yeah, and you can see there's things all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Using every inch of
space. Yeah, using on top of the shelf is a shelf itself. Good.
Right, right. Got their die cuts all neatly arranged.
I like that rolling cart with the shallow tubs that you can almost see through. That's mm-hmm. neat.
I mean, you could even pull it out and take it to your room and then bring it back when you're finished with.
What? Yeah. That's great.
And again, she's got the stepladder there so that you can reach right. those things that are a little bit higher up.
That's amazing.
It looks like a stash of Diet Dr. Pepper down below there.
Yeah, that's she's got thing. Her yeah. priorities. I love it.
There you go. And I on this one, I really liked the counter where it's got the grooves that you can slide a bin in.
I wonder where that came from.
I'm wondering if
put the large bins inside there and pull them out like drawers.
Yeah, I thought that was a great idea. And she's got the cards just in a card rack like you would see
yes, at to
the
mail. Store.
That encourages your teachers to keep up with those contacts because, yes. you know, here it is right here. This is easy.
And they're not in a tub or something where people have fumbled through it and bent them and whatever.
Exactly. These are all organized by.
Yeah, and look at those bulletin board borders.
That was the other thing I wanted to point out. What a great idea to hang it from a binder clip and slip it onto a
yes.
like that.
You know, we put it in like a long flat box. Well, it's a border box, but to have it hanging from a clip, a binder clip like that, genius.
Yeah, and that way everybody can see what's in there. What you know, what do we have?
Right. Right. Yeah. And they're by seasons, I bet.
Yes. And this is Capitol Hill's resource room. They've yeah. got Willa Ruth Garlow is in charge of their resource room. So, you know, they've got a good.
Yeah. And you know, you put it up when you're done with it.
Put it up when you're finished.
Double.
Like you're supposed to. Yeah.
That's right. And all labeled.
Mm-hmm. Everything's labeled. They're puzzles and books.
Yeah, and I think their books are also divided by concept areas like God, Jesus, church, family, community. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. So you know exactly where to go to get. And if you don't have the exact resource that you were looking for, if you know you're in the right area, you might find another one that will
yeah.
work well.
Exactly.
Look at these nice bins.
And, oh, please notice the label is on the shelf edge as well as the tub.
So it always goes back.
Know where it goes. So put it back. Nice.
I love the nice table behind the laminator. How many times have you laminated something and it rolls in a puddle at the floor and then gets wrinkled before you yes. even get it cut out?
That is so smart to just let it roll out on that counter. Good.
And up above there, you'll notice all those, they look white, but actually those are boxes that the Gospel Project curriculum comes in, and they've used them to organize their resource room, which I thought was a great idea.
Good.
Things don't fall over or get bent.
So they're reusing containers. I love it.
I'm not sure where this is.
It's my
yours?
Resource room.
Okay.
And that pile of junk right there is no longer there anymore.
That's why you donated that cart to.
Cart, that's right, because it just gets stuff piled up on it.
But I do like that you have a wagon that you can put things in and take it where it needs
we
to.
We do use wagons to move things around in the church.
And another one of those handy ladders. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. That's where old curriculum can be donated.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So and your paper is stored very nicely.
Right. And I think we need some of those signs for the, like the grocery store, because this is the paper section. Mm-hmm. And then down here is the sticky section and the paint section. And then around to the blocks and then the puzzles. And so, yeah. So there's kind of another look at it.
Another look at it.
The island is awesome. I'm just going to say there's even electricity in it.
Every resource room needs an island. I definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Big.
The dyes.
Shelving is very important there. Oh, now this is a terrific resource room. I believe I've seen it too. Yeah. And of course, I just have to say, most usually in resource rooms, there are things piled up on the island or the central shelf where people have returned things, and that not everybody puts things up. So just like we saw, that's a bunch of returned items.
But if you have somebody who's going to come in and put things back where they belong, sometimes that works out better, because then they know if there's something that you're running low on, make sure that you get some more.
These rolling shelves are also labeled as well. And these are alphabetical.
These are alphabetical. And there's the appliance corner. What a great idea. Mm-hmm. You don't have to bring your crock pot from home if you remember that there's some in the resource room.
And you know, we've even put together little tubs of Play-Doh ingredients.
So
if some needs to be made, you've even got the ingredients here. You can take and make Play-Doh if that's what you want, and then you can bring back what's left.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, ingredient tubs.
Good. I like the wrapping paper organizer here. That's a great way to store, because so many times wherever you put those, they're not going to stay very...
Coming apart. Where? Who's... Is this... Do you know who...
I think that might be Portland Avenue again.
Uh-huh. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, I know she has that. Those kinds of... shelves. And we love clear containers.
Yep.
And those nice wide shelves that you can get.
They're lightweight.
The tall ones on. And you notice it's out in the middle too. Sometimes we think everything has to line around the room, and that takes up so much space.
It does.
Some things can go back to back in the middle and make a new.
Yeah, especially those big tubs. They just don't fit on a wall shelf very good.
Right. And this is this is at our building, Capital Association. Our die cuts are in...
carousel.
Towers, that carousel.
I like that.
You can get a lot in a very small
space. Area. Yeah.
I put this in here because I thought it was such a good idea. Somebody showed it to me long ago, but when you turn the laminator on, this is a sign that you take with you back to your office, so you don't forget that you turned the laminator on.
Right.
It also answers those questions for people who come in the door going, I smell something. Okay, it's just the laminator.
Yeah, I know that.
And this you may recognize from our banner room, and we've got a giant self-healing mat that covers the whole table in the room where we make banners. But it would be a great thing to have in the resource room too, because it's already measured out. You can lay something down and see immediately how big it is. If you need to cut a straight line, there's marks so that you'll know where to go.
Right.
Yeah, that's the reason that one's in there.
Cut right on it.
Okay, that's the last slide, Mr. Mark.
Fantastic. I love that. Well, let me... Okay, I'm gonna let you turn the screen share off.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to thank you so much for sharing all of these great ideas. You know, whenever you go around and you see all these different places, and you have to admire what they've done, because they've been solving a problem. That's why it got to that place that it is. And so I know many of us are looking at some of those ideas going, yeah, I've got a problem. And so to hear some solutions really is a big help. Yeah. So I think the big challenge is that things need to be thrown away. It's okay. Go throw them away. It's just fine. And another one is enlist someone or a team that has the kind of organizational skills that maybe you have, but your time is just so limited. So giving them a place, it's where they'll serve the Lord, and you don't want to rob them of that. Right. And so these were great tips. So go for those two things as you're organizing your resource room and getting ready to really spoil your teachers with the resources that they need when they need it. Thank you, Lynn, so much.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mark.
It was great. Hey, everybody, if this has been helpful to you, we want to ask you if you'll go over to iTunes and go ahead and rate this podcast, because it really helps keep it in front of people so that they can enjoy all of these ideas as well. I hope you'll come back and join me again. I'll have a new idea for you next week and a new speaker, someone to share another terrific thing that you can implement into your ministry. Remember, your life in kids' ministry is a gift. So go and make it count.
That's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom.
We invite you to leave your questions or comments on the show notes at MrMark'sClassroom.com.
Until next time, remember, your ministry to children is a gift with eternal value.
So go and make it count.